Chapter 63. They cut the lights and siren when they neared the road Tippin said would take them to the munitions building. Kovac cut the speed, even though it went hard against his sense of urgency. Half an hour had passed since he had taken Carrie's call. A lot of bad shit could happen in half an hour. Carl Dahl will go into the annals of crime psychology, Tippin said, as they crept down the little used side road. He kills two women to get to the only woman who's done him any favors in who knows how long. Digging into the dark labyrinths of his mind for motive will be like spelunking into hell. Kovac said nothing. It didn't matter to him why Carl Dahl would do anything. All that mattered was that he had. He had killed Anka Jorgensen. He had killed Christine Neal. He had killed Marlene Haas and her two foster children. And now, he had Carrie. It's up here on the left, Tippin said. What's the plan?
I don't have one.
Great. What do I tell our backup units and the ambulance? Tippin asked. We can't go in there like the cavalry, guns a-blazin'. That was what Kovac wanted to do. He wanted to go in like a commando, but they couldn't risk that. If they went in aggressively and Dahl felt cornered, there was no telling what he might do. It then became a hostage situation. If they went in quietly, assessed the situation, and considered their options, they had a better chance of taking Dahl by surprise, getting him away from Carrie. There it is, Tippin said, pointing off to the left. Kovac slowed the car. While it had gotten them out here faster than anything else would have, they couldn't drive past in a police cruiser. He pulled over to where a stand of mostly naked small trees offered some protection, put the car in park, killed the engine. The building looked like a war ruin. It sat 50 yards or so back off the road in a wide open patch of weeds, no cover. There was no way to go onto the property without being seen.
Shit,
he said. He rubbed his face with his hands, took a deep breath, and exhaled, trying to think.
We have to go in on foot. There's no other way to do it.
He stared at the building some more, trying not to wonder what might be going on inside, even as they sat there, trying to formulate a plan. Sam, Tippin said, look up ahead. We're not alone. An old pickup with a camper shell over the bed sat off the road on the access drive into a field down the road, partially obscured from view by another stand of small trees. Someone else who didn't want to be seen from the building where Dahl held Carrie.
Can you see the plates?
Tippin gave him a look.
Can you see the plates?
Christ, we're old,
Kovac said.
Bring the shotgun. Let's go.
They got out of the cruiser, careful not to make noise doing it, leaving the doors open. They made a dash for the truck.
Is this what they use for an undercover car in the sheriff's department?
Kovac said sarcastically when they stood at the nose of the pickup. The truck had to be 20 years old, a Ford F-150. The once navy blue paint had faded over the years from sun and weather. As Tippin called in the plate number on his cell phone, Kovac looked in the window of the cab. There was nothing in it, not so much as a gum wrapper. He looked in through the windows of the camper shell, a couple of duffel bags, a small igloo cooler. He went around and opened the back to get a better look inside. One of the bags was long enough to hold a rifle. A luggage tag hung from one of the handles. Kovac went cold as he read it. The truck belongs to a Walter Dempsey, Tippin said. Safe to assume he's a relative of our man Stan? Kovac popped the latch on the tailgate and dropped it open. He reached for the nearest of the duffel bags. It was unzipped. Inside was an assortment of tools, hand saws, screwdrivers, pliers, and a wood-burning tool. Great, Tippin said. Double your maniacs, double your fun. Kovac jammed his hands at his waist and paced around in a little circle. They didn't know jack shit about what might be going on in that building. There wasn't time to do reconnaissance, regroup, form a strategy. Carrie was in there with two men bent on no good.
Fuck it, he said. Let's go in.